You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And I am joined in the studio by Laura and Lockie from Lorazepam. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Kia ora, I'm good. We're good.
Yeah,
happy to be here.
No, happy to have you here. Very excited. Yeah. So you guys are going to play a few songs for us, I hear. A bit of a set.
Yeah.
Do we know what they're going to be, or is it going to be a surprise?
So one of them is fairly new. We've only performed it once, and that'll be our first track. And then the second, kind of Lorazepam live staples.
Oh, cool. Very exciting.
But yeah, it's a little taste of what's to come at the show tomorrow night.
Yeah, very exciting. Do you guys want to do a little bit of an intro? Where you're from, what you're all about?
Yeah, so we're from Te Whanganui o Tara. I'm Laura, and
I'm Lucky.
one mic. I guess started off as like bedroom pop, kind of like self-produced, self-taught. Don't really know what I'm doing a lot of the time when I make music.
Hey, it happens. Sometimes it's just out of luck, you know, and you make something and you're like, wait, this sounds good.
Yeah, always been such a big fan of pop music, and it's always been a part of me, and I've always... I don't really know what like genre music this is.
Fair enough.
But I know where it comes from, where it pulls from.
Well, very excited to hear it. I will let you guys take it away then.
Cool. Sweet.
I keep my wits about me.
I need a shield from the violent rhetoric. I keep my wits about me. I keep my wits about me. I keep my wits about me. I need a shield, I need a shield, I need a shield.
You lied to your friends.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. We are in the studio with Lorazepam, Laura and Lockie. Incredible set. Oh my goodness. We were so excited to hear that. Not going to lie, I was grooving out to Twink Death in the last one. I got handed the headphones and I was like, yes, I will be listening. But no, great job. Oh my goodness. Do you guys mind if I do a sneaky wee few questions?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I was actually just talking to you guys about this, I think, earlier. But I was listening to, Selected Practice Sessions, the last thing you guys put out on Bandcamp. And, again, love Twink Death, one of my favourites. What were the inspirations behind the project for you?
Yeah, I honestly just, like, so much. like, there is no specific inspiration that comes to me, I guess, like, I don't know.
There was sort of a selection of practice recordings, like rehearsal
sessions. Oh, true.
So they were all just pulled from our first show together, actually.
Oh, cool.
First time kind of practicing, it was kind of like, where we first collaborated.
Documenting those early stages.
Cool. Do you guys have any other artists or sounds that you kind of draw sort of like inspiration from or anything like that? Or
yeah, I mean, probably. But yeah, I think like the reason why I asked Lockie to play with me is because we're close friends and I trust them, but also because like we both love a lot of the same artists and we love like Anoni, Shushu.
Oh yeah, like, definitely.
Perfume Genius.
Yeah.
Like Kate Bush, Bjork, you know, the classics. And I just like knew that we would, you know, like that it would just gel together and like all the like everything pulls from, I knew that like we'd get it together, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely. So it definitely sounds like something that started out of like a friendship as opposed to more like a, oh, this is like a business relationship.
That
is very cool.
Like everything before Selected Practice Sessions pretty much was like recorded with SingStar mics in my room.
The Lorazepam started out purely as Laura. And I'm definitely just like contributed in like a live setting, but I feel like the tracks have like grown.
You're in the band.
I'm in the band. Today marks the day.
Yeah.
As a band.
Yeah. That is very cool. So what is the production process like for you guys?
Yeah.
I guess you've already touched on like it's just basically like a setup in my room. Kind of goes from there. But when it comes to like writing a song or like forming an idea, is it kind of like a combined effort or does one of you go, hey, like I heard this in a dream, we need to make it happen?
Push record. It's all like purely Laura. Like the inception and all the production on the tracks, that all comes from you.
Yeah, I mean the in terms of the production, that's yeah, all me, but then...
Lyrically.
But then, like, yeah, whenever Lockie's playing on synth and guitar, that's all Lockie feeling it, and I'm never like, you should do this, or maybe, like, a
some
certain
pointers.
Vibe,
yeah.
certain pointers, but, you know, I like to give Lockie the freedom to, like, add what they want to onto the track, and, like, so it is collaborative in that way.
No, definitely.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you know, the world is our oyster. We can produce a track together one day and write a song together. Lockie does, like, sing with me on a few tracks, which is really nice.
Yeah, there's some, like, nicer, like, more, I don't know, subtle, intimate moments in the set where it's, like, more vocally driven.
Yeah.
Like some harmonies, that sort of thing. So it's nice. We'll be doing some of that tomorrow night as well.
No, it's super cool. I do love like the balance between the vocals and the synth. I don't know. It just like there's a very good, they kind of meet in the middle, but also like kind of add to one another, which I know it's super cool to listen to. What about in terms of like the techno scene in Wellington, what's that like? Is it big over there or is it kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're involved with Techno Echo, Laura.
So Techno Echo is sort of monthly workshop, kind of like wananga for like women, trans people, non-binary people to come together and at Perima Club for like 2 hours every Monday, first Monday of every month. Not every,
every Monday.
Please do not come to Burma Club every Monday. But yeah, and we have guest artists come in, and it's just a space for, yeah, like us to talk about music and to like learn from each other and like the artists. And it's very like kind of, yeah, like it can be quite collaborative and we can learn a lot from each other.
Yeah.
And that's, it's really nice that spaces like that exist in Pornicare, and it's nice to be a part of that as well. That's kind of like how I was playing my first show the first time I went to one, and I met Amber Waterfalls.
Oh, great, awesome.
Who was playing with me.
Yeah.
And then she came to my first show, and then like, you know, it was just like instant kind of like sisterhood community that I felt, that I feel like is very prevalent in Pornicare.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw that you guys played the, was it the Techno Echo Festival?
Yeah.
At, like, Kermit Club, was it, last year? How was it playing live? What's the experience when it comes to, like, I know, as opposed to just, like, more intimate sets versus, like, festivals?
Yeah. Initially, I found it terrifying.
Yeah, fair enough.
I knew I wanted to do it, and I did it, and I don't know, and I still get really nervous. Like, I think today doing this is the first time I haven't been like, you know, I haven't felt sick before.
Oh, that's really good to hear.
Which is really good
Radio
to hear.
Radio 1 treatment.
Yeah. It was the Red Bull. But blueberry.
The chocolate.
The chocolate.
But yeah, I...
You've grown so much as a performer.
Yeah. And I think I really like... Yeah, I mean, with locking on stage with me, there's like this... feels like, you know, I have this armor and it's like us, and it's like about us, you know, and it's like our friendship, and yeah, and like makes me feel a lot safer than when I do perform solo. But also I've just, yeah, I love performing. I don't know, I love to bring the drama. I love to see like the crowd engaging or not engaging, but you know, just that kind of like relationship. And it's so fun and it's so exciting, and it like, yeah, I've come a long way from sing some mics in my room really quiet so no one hears me sing.
No, it's awesome. The vocals are incredible. I love to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that is very cool. And like on the topic of festivals and performing, aside from obviously your Pearl Diver gig tomorrow night, have you guys got anything in the works? Any future performance plans? Any music on the way?
that
you can share with us, obviously.
Yeah,
if you're not at liberty to, I'm not like, hey.
We've got no contracts.
No contracts. Hasn't been announced yet, but if you're familiar with something in Pornicare on Wednesday nights every week, and it's free at a specific venue on Cuba Street, you might be headlining one of those, potentially October 2nd. And then we're both going overseas separately.
Oh, awesome! We're about to see you guys hitting.
Yeah, Lockies.
I'm going to China with the Vera Allen band.
That's gonna be sick.
And I knew I'd get jealous, so I booked flights to Nam at the same time.
to Melbourne.
to Melbourne, and
that'll be awesome.
Yeah, there's a show happening lined up, unannounced. But
that's awesome. Yeah,
really good friends, and it will be solo. So, I'm gonna be taking Lockie's gear with me and sampler, and seeing what I can do. Maybe just like play in your guitar or something that like so you're still there. But it'll be fun, and we do want to release something.
We've
got like a drafted checklist, and
there'll
be something on the way. There are a lot of songs that we both feel like we really need to get them out there.
And you're constantly working on new music, like every show you're like, oh, I've got a new song, another three songs, so it's kind of like we need to catch
up.
Got
a show
in
2 weeks, and I'm like, well, I've got three new songs that we have to learn right now.
So yeah, you're always making things.
And like playing around, and I want to like, and that's the thing about performing and playing shows and stuff, is like I always want to push myself and grow and try new things, and
Like that first track's so much more like beat and club heavy, I feel.
Yeah.
And like upbeat. Mm. Which is like,
yeah. And it's also, I'm learning that like, because I started off, you know, writing songs when I was like kind of out of misery and like, you know, as a way of like processing things. Mm. And now it's like, oh, I can write songs when I'm happy and when I'm excited.
That's actually
and when
awesome.
I'm like, you know, just like, yeah. So I figured out a way to kind of like,
harness all of those emotions.
Harness all of those emotions. Yes. And yeah, through that, there are like more kind of upbeat,
lighter moments.
Lighter moments, which I'm glad because I don't want to be, yeah, I don't want to be like, you know.
Bringing the vibes down.
Bringing the vibes down. For sure. Like, you pass on the orcs and they play the Rez Pam and it's like, oh God.
Oh
like,
no, not the same. No, I think, yeah, that's definitely such a cool, that's such a big feat because I feel like a lot of people start off like, oh, I like turn my pain into art, blah, 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 right? And then like, once you reach that threshold and then you go over into like, I don't know, making art just for the sake of it, it's like, oh, okay, so this is like, yeah, and I feel like,
yeah,
you have fun with it. And I definitely noticed that from a little bit of a deep dive into the discography. And it's like, I don't know, I feel like the innate want to create definitely shows through a lot of your work, which I love. It's super cool. So I'm really excited to see how you grow and evolve with all the next tracks. Are they going to be a bit of a similar vibe to the old stuff, or?
They come from the same place.
Yeah. Like, everything I've done and even the first EP I made, like, I don't know, like, 2018, under a different name, that was all kind of, like, whiny synth-sub-mic recordings of my Yamaha Porta sound, all improvisational. Like, there's still a bit of that, you know?
Yeah.
It's, like, everything I've done, I still carry it with me into what I'm doing. But, I feel like just, I expect kind of the full experience. Yeah, nuances of the recipe.
Well, we will look out for that. Thank you guys so much for coming in and talking to us and playing an incredible set. So Lorez Pam, Lockie and Laura will be playing tomorrow night at Pearl Diver with House of 2000 and Waterfalls. Get your tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. Doors open at 8. Hope to see you there. I'll probably pull up. So if you don't have Saturday night plans, pull up. And even if you do have Saturday night plans, cancel them and pull up. You're listening.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.